Hi, this is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. Sales representatives forget who they're selling to, especially those who are selling to doctors. Doctors are very, very busy people. And if what you're selling sounds exactly like what they're already using, why should they bother to even listen to you? Why would they want to take the time to consider something that's the same as what they're using now? Let me give you an example. Take someone who is selling laboratory services. I've been in the waiting room when someone from a lab comes in and it sounds something like this. Hi, my name is John from XYZ Laboratories. I'm the new rep in the area and I just stopped by to meet Dr. Smith. Well, let's stop there and analyze what John has said so far. What he says essentially is, hi, my name's John. I'm selling something that you already have, but I'm new and I want to take some of the doctor's time. If you were the doctor, would you give John any of your time? I mean, come on! I've also heard laboratory salespeople say something like this. We just opened a new lab in the area, and we're interested in talking to the doctor about our lab services to see if he would consider switching. Well, let's see. The doctor has a lab that he's been using. He sends the blood samples, urine samples. He gets back a lab report, and everything seems to work. Again, the doctor doesn't perceive there to be a problem with what he's doing now. Why would he want to switch? And if he doesn't want to switch, why would he want to talk to you? So what's the point of this whole conversation? If you intend to get a busy healthcare professional to switch his services or product to yours, it's not going to happen by going in and saying, "Hi, I have the same thing as you're using now. Buy mine." If you want to get a busy healthcare provider to talk to you, let alone consider whatever it is you're offering, you're going to have to hit them right between the eyes, not literally, folks, but you're going to have to hit them between the eyes figuratively with a compelling value proposition. What's a value proposition? It's really funny. People throw this term around all the time. We got a great value proposition, but so many people can't define it. Here's a simple way that I define it. Value proposition essentially is three things. Number one, it defines the customer's current situation with a focus on the particular problem or shortcoming associated with whatever he's doing now. Number two, it offers a recommendation of what should be done to alleviate that problem. And number three, it shows the customer what his world and his patient's world will be like after they adopt your solution. That's the value proposition. So if you sell laboratory services, your value proposition with which you would approach a doctor's office might sound something like this. Hi, my name is John from XYZ Labs. One of the problems that many of your colleagues have expressed is that they have to mail their labs off across country and it's taking 24 to 36 hours to get the lab results back, delaying the treatment of the patients. Several of your colleagues are having the same test performed in our local laboratory and getting the same results overnight so that they are able to treat their patients immediately as opposed to delaying treatment 24 to 36 hours. And when you don't have to wait, your office runs more efficiently and your patients are happier because you're solving their medical problems quickly. Can we show you how this would work for your practice? Now, which approach do you think is more likely to at least garner a conversation with someone in the practice? Hi, I'm John from XYZ Labs. Can I talk to you about our lab services? Or if you lead with your value proposition, which gives them a reason to take some time to have that discussion with you. Lead with a compelling value proposition, and not only will you find yourself getting more face time with the customers you want to have conversations with, but you will also close more sales. If you would like to make sure that your sales team is having effective sales conversations from the beginning of the sales process until the end, give me a call at 561-333-8080. Again, 561-333-8080. And I will be happy to discuss with you how we can make a positive difference for you, your company, and your sales team. Thanks for spending some time with me this week on the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. And remember, as you go through your medical sales career, nothing is more important than the patient. The patient always comes first. Now get out there and sell something. Talk to you soon.